You're listening to Own Your Creativity with self-leadership coach Elizabeth Johnston. Ever heard of the phrase ugly bags of water? Today's topic for Empower Your Path, day 14 of the 30 days of self-leadership is water. And that quote, that phrase is actually from an episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation. And the crew meet an alien race that's microscopic, and they didn't realize they had been stepping on them and making their life miserable until they got the international translator to help them communicate with this microscopic race. And one of the first things that it says to the crew is, ugly bags of mostly water. And then I think it was Data who says, it is true that human beings are 90% water. Now, I've heard that it's actually 60%, but in any case, it's more than 50% that we're made of water. And this reminded me of the experiments that Dr. Emoto did. And for those of you who don't know, Dr. Emoto did a series of experiments to see if there was any molecular difference in water that had been treated well versus water that hadn't been treated well verbally or emotionally. One of the experiments was half of the people were given some water and told to be really nice to it and love up on it. And the other ones were told to be mean and nasty to the water. And before this experiment began, they took some samples and looked at it under a microscope, and everything was tickety-boo with the configuration of the cells and whatnot of the water. But after the experiment, the ones that were mean and nasty to the water, when they took some drops and looked at it under the microscope, it was chaotic, and it didn't look as harmonious and beautiful as the ones that we're all loved up on. And so what has this all got to do with self-leadership? If we are mostly bags of water and the way that we speak to a jar of water changes its molecular makeup, then maybe the way that we speak to ourselves can actually affect us on a cellular level. Certainly, it can affect our mindset, it can affect our state of mind, how we see ourselves, for sure. It definitely will affect us emotionally and spiritually. And it stands to reason, it probably does have some effect on our physiology. So for today's topic of water and self-leadership, how are you treating your mostly bag of water, your body? How are you treating it in terms of what you say to it? Are you nurturing it? Are you building it up? Are you your own best cheerleader or not? And if not, then maybe today is the time to turn that around. Maybe today is the day that you accept the invitation to speak to yourself in softer ways, which doesn't mean that you're soft on your ambitions or your goals, but like they say, you get more flies with honey than with vinegar. So that's it for today. It's short and sweet. And there is an affirmation and a quote and a daily task and a journal prompt on the posting. So you can dive into this idea of water and self-leadership a little bit more in the day's prompt, and you find them on my Facebook profile or on my LinkedIn profile. And when you sign up at bit.ly/self-leadership2024, that's all one word, lowercase, then you will get an email that gives you links to the previous posts, and you can get started on your journey. Even if you've missed the first 13, today is day 14, you can register and get caught up on all the previous days. And the thing with these daily prompts is that you can actually go as deep or as shallow as you want in them. And by shallow, I don't mean not thinking or less than, but if you only have a few minutes, that's enough just to do a pattern interrupt so that you can do a course correct on where you are and get you back onto the path of self-leadership. Hey, Own Your Creativity family. We'll get back to the episode in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you what you thought about an idea I have. What do you think about an in-person podcast episode? It would be a live event with guest panelists. We'd record the podcast episode on site, and you get to meet the guests as well as network with each other. These in-person events would take place in the area of Montreal and the South Shore initially, and who knows, maybe we'd have more farther afield in the future. Does that sound like fun? Would you come to a live in-person podcast event? So let me know by sending me a voicemail at bit.ly/speak-to-Elizabeth, all lowercase, one word. And on this page, you simply click on the button that says start recording and leave your message. And if you have suggestions for shows, guests on the show, let me know that too. I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So that's bit.ly/speak-to-Elizabeth, all lowercase, to signal by voicemail your interest in a live in-person podcast event of Own Your Creativity. Now, let's get back to the episode. And if you're able to spend a little bit more time, even better. But the thing here is consistency, is to do a little bit every day. And the other aspect of water, whether it's rain or a steady drip, or a flowing river or a stream, that these bodies of water in these different forms can effect change in its environment. It often happens very slowly, like a stream that polishes a ragged rock into smoothness. It takes a long time, but it happens because the river never stops. The river keeps going. The river or the stream keeps streaming past that hard, irregular, pointy surface and smooths it out. And there's stories of round towers in Ireland that have stones at the base of them inside, and with rain and water that into that stone area drills like a little hole in there with a little pebble that kind of rattles around in there. And so the pebble, moved by the water that comes through there over the years, has drilled this little hole in there. And step by step, this happens, but it only happens because it's consistent. And that's what I say to people who, for instance, are trying to write a book. Maybe it's for their business. Maybe it's for their personal satisfaction. Maybe it's to leave a legacy for their family. They want to write a memoir. Whatever the end result is, so many people say they do that, want to do that, but they say they don't have any time. And the fact of the matter is, if you just spent 5 minutes a day working on that book, by the end of the year, you would have it done. Just 5 minutes typing it out. And that's the power of consistent, right? And when you're doing something every single day, you're in the flow of that activity. And some people that I've coached say, oh, I only have time once a week for an hour on Saturday afternoon, let's say. And if that's truly the only time that you have, that's better than nothing. But way better than an hour or 2 hours in a chunk once a week is to break it down into bite-sized lumps every single day. because so much will have gone on in the intervening days between your Saturday afternoon or whatever it is, your once a week time. And a bunch of that time once a week is going to be going over, now, what is it that I wrote last week? Where was I? And what did I want to say next? So you're going to waste a bunch of time and you're not going to be in the flow. But if you did just a little bit every day, get up 20 minutes earlier than you usually do before everybody starts waking up and demanding your attention, and just spend that 5 minutes, do 100 words. Do 200 words, whatever it is that you've set yourself, just do it. And don't think about it. Don't criticize it. Just get it down on the page. And then when you do it again the next day, it's really fresh in your mind and you can pick up where you left off really easily. And yeah, and it's the same thing with self-leadership. If you are doing something every single day, whether it's just 5 minutes a day or maybe you have an hour a day, the thing here is consistency. And just like a river that constantly flows and moves, this is what you want to aspire to, right? Be like water. Be persistent, consistent, and you will see results. So that's it for today. If you want to join us on the journey, empower your path, all you need to do is go to bit.ly/self-leadership2024. And once you register, you will get a welcome email with the links to find the other prompts. And if you are posting a minimum of 21 posts, 21 comments on the posts, then you're eligible for the prizes, and there's an even bigger prize for people who do all 30 days. And if you're just joining us today, you can get caught up and do your 21 to comments. And what to comment? Whatever you're comfortable with sharing, okay? It's not about delving deep into your psyche and dragging things up that are painful and throwing them onto the page. It's about acknowledging those things from your past that maybe didn't serve you, and then deciding how are you going to show up differently today? Now that you've acknowledged it, now that you've pinpointed it, what are you going to do differently? This is what we'd like to hear, or your aha moments, or something that you connected to, something that you hadn't thought about before, anything like that. Posted on the daily threads. We'd love to hear from you. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you are listening on my podcast, then go to the show notes at ownyourcreativity.podbean.com and you can subscribe to my podcast that way and get access to the show notes, and all the links are there to join us. And oh yes, before we wrap up, the other thing that I wanted to do was welcome the new followers. So I have 3,500, more than 3,500 new followers. So I have more than 3,500 followers, which is so amazing and awesome. And we have a few new people that I wanted to welcome. JD, JC, Limoni, Beth, and Muhammad Faraji. So those are our most recent followers on Your Creativity, the podcast. Welcome. And I'd love to see your comments on our episodes. And as well, if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to leave me personally, you could go to bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, one word, and leave a voicemail. And who knows, maybe you'll be featured on an upcoming episode, because I do want to have a Q&A episode, and I'd love to draw upon your comments that you leave at the voicemail link that I just gave you. And if you have any questions about self-leadership, of owning your creativity and how that's connected to safe self-leadership, or if you have questions about using stories to help empower your path, see you tomorrow for day 15. And that'll be halfway through our 30-day self-leadership journey. All right. Take care, everyone.